It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And good morning, I'm Kyle Bailey. Joining us today in studio, one of our favorite local experts, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And Mary, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Kyle. And I'm always happy to be here. Well, I'm happy to be back.
And you have been very busy and out in the field talking to buyers. I mean, that's part of what you do every day. And we wanted to look at what are the top things that buyers want in homes right now. What are you seeing?
That's right, Kyle. So buyer preferences have shifted a lot in the past few years, and five things are consistently at the top of their list.
All right, what are they?
So number one, outdoor living spaces. So things like covered patios, decks, low maintenance yards are huge. People want spaces they can use year-round for entertaining or just relaxing.
And year-round is a key component here because as I'm walking around town, I see places where people have done that really well. And then other places where that's a great concept until, October comes and it starts raining.
Yeah, so especially in Oregon, those covered patios are kind of important. It can block out sun during the heat of the afternoon. Or if in the winter times, you can throw like one of those outdoor patio heaters and use it year round.
Right. So what else are people looking for?
So number two, home office or flex space. So with more people working remotely, a bonus room, den, or even a nook that functions as an office is very attractive.
And that means it has to function as an office, not be designed for a bedroom with a desk just sitting there. I mean, there's a lot of design features you can do. Furniture to have, furniture to get out of there from what it used to be a bedroom, maybe.
Yeah, so definitely it's nice to have that dedicated office, especially a lot of people are on Zooms. They need that privacy or, even if the flex space could even be a guest suite. So a lot of people like to have company over.
Yeah, and also, what about energy efficiency?
So number three on the list is energy efficiency and modern systems. So buyers are asking about newer roofs, heat pumps, and energy efficient windows. So they're wanting to avoid those big ticket upgrades, and more people are looking for efficient items in homes, energy efficiency.
Yeah, and if you have an older home, try checking with the providers about getting, for instance, all new windows, and you realize what a big ticket item that is.
Yeah, and sometimes you could be able to maybe utilize some of the tax credits that could be available for those items.
But especially if you're thinking about selling at some point in the near future, taking that investment could really reap benefits when you do go to sell.
Yeah, that is a big concern. Buyers are looking at those and how much it will cost them.
Now, it used to be that a kitchen had a few basic appliances and a microwave. Not so much now.
Yeah, so number four on the list is updated kitchens and big islands. So the kitchen still remains the heart of the home, and oversized islands with eating bars are high on the wish list.
Eating bars. Yeah, people really like those.
Yeah, it's perfect for gathering around while the cook is cooking, and, cooking is now an entertainment function.
Well, it is.
Well, it could be.
Unless you're watching me, that it's not an entertainment function. Which also means, though, with the updated concept, is you want a kitchen that's more open.
Right, exactly. More open, room for gathering around.
All right, and what else do people want?
Number five on the list is multi-generational or flexible layouts. So think about homes with accessory dwelling units or ADUs, separate living areas. Versatile spaces appeal to families needing room for parents, kids, or even rental opportunities like house hacking.
And that really gives people some options there. And you may, for instance, put in an ADU with one purpose, maybe an in-law, but that may be something up the road more for guests.
Exactly.
So a lot of options there. Well, a great list. It makes a lot of sense. Lifestyle and functionality really seem to matter now more than ever.
Yeah, and the homes that check these boxes are the ones that are selling the fastest and often attracting multiple offers.
And speaking of which, because you like to sell these homes, so let's talk about some of the brand new hot lists. listings.
Yeah, so we have some great new listings on the market this week. 1854 Northwest Finch Court in Roseburg, Oregon. This is in that Hugh Crest neighborhood that everybody loves. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, just over 1,600 square feet, offered at $355,000. So this is a ranch-style home, so it's one level. It's got that retro charm with modern comfort. Spacious primary suite. It's got multiple patios, a gazebo, backyard tool shed that creates an inviting outdoor space, while the carport and RV parking offer plenty of room for vehicles and toys. This is listed with my partner, Deidre Joven, at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
What if you want some acreage, or maybe you want to be out in the countryside?
Yeah, so 721 Cole Road in Oakland. Not very many homes come up on Cole Road, so check this one out. It does have two homes on 9.78 acres, offered at $635,000. So this is a rare multifamily property, nearly 10 acres of serene land. It also has creek frontage, a cute rustic two-bedroom, one-bath home. The second home is also a one-bedroom, one-bath cottage. It's got rustic character, wraparound porch. There's a barn, greenhouse, hoop houses, and irrigated garden. So great for an ideal hobby farm, multi-generational living. You know, it's got the irrigation rights and DFN fiber, so plenty of amenities, listed with my partner, Deidre Joven, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams.
What about something in Rivercrest?
So yeah, Rivercrest. This is 717 Callahan Drive in the Green District of Roseburg. Three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,556 square feet. This house is listed for sale at $390,000. So this is move-in ready, lots of updates. It's listed with my partner, Dan Parker, at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
Well, let's take a look at kind of a snapshot of the market this week compared to last week.
Yeah, so here's what we saw this week, Kyle. We had 50 new listings on the market. That's down slightly from last week's 53 new listings. We had 16 listings come back on the market compared to 19 last week. We had one bumpable sale go under contract, and that's a little fewer than the four we saw last week. 82 price changes, and that's up quite a bit from 47 the prior week. We had 43 pending sales. That's almost even with last week's 42. 32 homes sold, that's up from 30 in the prior week, and we had 8 expired listings, up from 6 in the prior week.
So it looks like new listings and pendings are steady, but price changes jumping.
Yeah, it looks like sellers are making more adjustments, which often signals they're serious about attracting those buyers. And for buyers, it means opportunity. Well-priced, move-in ready homes are still moving quickly.
Well, and people this time of year, if they've been looking, or if they've been looking to sell, I mean, you're right up against the start of school here. A lot of people would like to make a move forward pretty quick.
Yeah, school's starting and winter's coming. So a lot of people don't like to move in the snow or rain.
Don't say winter's coming.
It's not even fall yet.
No, it's not. It's still August. It's still summer.
Not at Costco.
That's perhaps another topic for a different program. So you've been busy out there with all of these. And, you know, we were talking about all these hot things that people like to see in homes. If you've got the outdoor living space, if you've got the flex space, energy efficiency, the updated kitchens, how much of a difference does that make when somebody's looking at a house?
Well, it definitely makes your house a lot more attractive, and it could mean that your house is going to sell before any of those. So, you know, they do take into adjustments. I don't have the exact dollar amount, but definitely when, you know, appraisers are out there, buyers are out shopping, those things do have value to people.
All right. And if people want to get out there this weekend and check things out, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street or check us out online at marygilbert.com. We'd be honored to guide you home.
Now, we are going into a holiday weekend, so what about open houses? Do we have any of those this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. So 1381 Echo Drive in Roseburg, that's 7999.95 acres of five-bedroom, three-bath home. That's open today from 12 until 4 p.m., so plenty of time to get out there today. And then 1854 Northwest Finch Court in Hugh Crest. That is open today from 12 to 2.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today, and it's 9 o'clock.